Okay. How you fun of mine Paris Harbit? In the same Shabbos, we have been in Shiva, marked in Shiva. So the Makar Paskins, you go bust in Shiva. I'll be saying Chaviv, Kamoy Hamino Akhi. The Min Shiva is more, is preferable over the, he prefers that over the Chaviv. I'm sorry, the other round, he prefers the Chaviv over the Min Shiva. Doesn't make a difference according to the stamp sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, is you go bust in Shiva. So basically, as I pointed out, that the Rabbi Huda agrees with Chachamim, when there's no min shiva, you go bust a chaviv. So he passed like Rabbi Huda. Then, the case where there's no min shiva, and it's not Birchazayim Shabbos, I said that wrong. The case was not Birchazayim Shabbos, even if there is a min shiva, do whatever you want. So the Bir Loch is going to point out that the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch is interesting, because this sheet is the sheet of the Rosh, that the Rosh holds, but it's not Birchas Hayim Shabbos, do whatever you want. That's not the Iker Shita. Roy Bisharim hold not like that. The Rosh and Shulchan Aruch says, this is what you do. And some say, you know, says the Adarab, the Chara, most say that even Bein Birchas Hayim Shabbos, Chaviv goes first. That's what most say. The Rosh says, it was Abraham Shabbos, whatever, right? Do whatever you want. So the Bir Loch is my says Machria, in the case of Abraham Shabbos, you should go Basir Chaviv, not like the first sheet that do whatever you want, you should go Basir Chaviv. Manikra Chaviv, Hamin, Shiragalios Chaviv, Allah, Afilim, Im Ata Chavitz, Bimin Hashem. And the definition of Chaviv is what's normally Chaviv to you. Fine. So the Taz over here basically works with all the Rishonim. So the Taz should go pretty straightforward. We've seen all of that. What's interesting is, opposed to the Mechaber feels that there's a Hachra between the Rishonim. The Taz feels that there's no final Hachra. See, basically says, whatever you do, you have something to be Mishayim Mechan. You have a Rishon to be Mishayim Mechan. So you really can do whatever you want. We have some Rishonim which Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Some Rishonim Paskin like the Chacham. We have Mordechai says, we have the brush says, do whatever you want. So whatever you want, whatever you do, you're doing something right. So the Taz basically was very nice at the end. The Mishabur brings that almost all the Chachamim disagree with the Taz and feel the Hakra, the Shulchan Aruch is a Hakra, and you have to make it, you have to follow a Seder, and therefore all of your halachas will bring down that you have to follow. There's a Seder that you have to follow, not like the Taz. Are there other places where you find that? It's an interesting question. It's not so common. Definitely not common. Nothing's coming to mind offhand. So that prefers the more the first David Kamarovit. The more it gives you a decision to do that. So that means the more put in place. That's a good example. But the more put that in place as a psak, that the psak is that there's no psak, right? And that should take place on the level of the in the Shulchan Aruch in the Noisa Kalim. You find David Kamarovit, yeah, you do find such a Nisuf. Or Nahar Pashte. Place some talk about the Shiloh, whether you stand or sit in the Sukkah when you make Kiddush. Right. So according to Rosh, you should see. According to Rami, you have to stand when you say Kiddush. You only say Leishev at the end. You say Leishev and then you sit down. From the Rosh, Leishev doesn't mean sitting, it means spending time there. The Pasuk says that Kaisa was with Teshuva Kadesh, Yomim Rabim. Because also they spent 19 years, they were Yoshev and Kadesh. It doesn't mean they were sitting the whole time. They were walking sometimes, they were sleeping sometimes. They were doing many things by sitting. It means they spent time there. So leishev sukkah doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah; it means to spend time in the sukkah. So theoretically, if you want to be able to see also, you should make the bracha before you walk into the sukkah. But the chazal were makai of that. So over there, the Mishnah brings down. It says the olam kamar rabba, the olam kamar rabba. Close to the Rashba and the Rambam, there's no final rock and roll. Okay, I mean, you find such a nusach. What I find interesting is that the place where you find is in the top. Like, you know, the Shulchan Aruch made a hakra. It says, nah, it's not really a hakra. You know, I do want to point out that it's an interesting question. The concept of Rav Rishonim, or Rav Poskim, right? So, you know, but there's a din by Basin Yigo Basar Rav. So that din by Basin Yigo Basar Rav, it really is a din of Basin. That which there's a din of Hakra, but Sanhedrin is when you have Yeshivas Basin, Yeshivas Sanhedrin, and they're there, and they present their question, all of the shittas are discussed, and the Basin or the Sanhedrin would come to Hakra, Basar Rav, that's a binding Hakra. But without having Yeshivas Bezdin or Yeshivas Sanhedrin, you know, Yeshivas Sanhedrin, the fact that most say this is not my other shita. You find the Rishonim, the Poskim use the concept of Roiv many times. They're saying that if you find a Mahalak, which most Rishonim use, that's more Mestaber than a Mahalak. But it doesn't mean that there can't be a person who come along and say, I want a Poskim like the Meir. The only place where you can't do that is if there's an established minig that the minig of person already became the paskin like one way, so then the paskin like the other way is connected to that was minig. That's an issue. That's a ramah in Hilchos Dayanus. So there's a din that the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. This is totally off the topic, but it's important to understand this. There's a din in more Sanhedrin, a dayan which is toya. In a certain case, the dayan has to pay. He has to reimburse the person he was mafsir. So what was the case? What was he toya? If he made a mistake, a total mistake, so the whole case is bottled. So he doesn't have to give the money. The other guy has to give the money back. The person who was awarded the money has money which begzaylus to give the money back. So the case is, the worst of the case was that there was two shittas, and the standard psak of the yadim was like shita A, and he passed on the shita B. So he awarded the person the money based on shita B. So the one who won the case says you can't kimli let that shita's right. So I don't think I'm the money back. So you can't be moitzi from him. But since the dayan went against the standard way to pass him, he did something wrong, so he's a mazik, and he's looking to pay out mazik. That's the moral of the case of the mission. Right? So this din, what's the definition of, there's a musig of a hechroa, a standard way to machriya, and he went to other shita. So the moral calls it, the moral calls it, he's toya b'shikol adas. There's shikol adas, two ways to learn about din. It's not toya b'dar mishnah, toya b'dar mishnah. So the guy can say kimli, it's toya b'dar mishnah. So the halacha says Torah Dvar Mishnah nowadays, the Mishnah meant Bidvar Mishnah. Nowadays, Shulchan Aruch is called Bidvar Mishnah. Something which is clear in Shulchan Aruch one way, that's called Dvar Mishnah. The dayan is Torah Dvar Mishnah, the whole psak is bottle, and he has to give the money back. What in a case where the guy skipped town, so you have the Rashad, is the Makhriyev to pay out to Ramah Tent. But a case where there was two shitas, and the Minig Ha'olam is the Paschal, like one shita Ramah says, and he passed another one, so the muksik now can say kimli, but the ma'isa he was wrong because he went connected minig apoyskim. So stay talking the Ramah that we there's a halachic binding concept for minig apoyskim. They already established minig how to pass a certain way. So but dying passing connected that he owes money because of that. So if you don't know where it's codified in halacha that the muksik of how the poskim tend to do in a certain, it's been established in a certain way to paskin, that becomes binding. This is the Ramah where he discusses it. Yeah. If the case is a case where it's established that that's the psak, Like the nobody argues the Shulchan Aruch, etc. The Shulchan Aruch has some level of hachroah and halacha. It became an accepted sefer in Klal Yisrael. No. If there's Rishonim, not if there's Noisa Kehle. The Noisa Kehle are not arguing. The Shach and Taz, the Ramur are all shoysik to Makabre. That doesn't make a difference. But that was Achru already. That was this Kabbalah. That's like a Dvar Mishnah, right? But if there is different shitas and became established in Minhag HaPosek in one way, so that's the Ramur's case. So that's, if you want to know the Musig, I come along nowadays, you know, I say, you know, I know the standard Minhag lasted 400 years in the past, hey, but you know, Maisa, there's a Mishnah that's not like that. I want to pass like that Mishnah. Maisa, there's such a Mishnah. That's connected to this Ramur. Well, depends. Except that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it, you know. But the Maisa of the Minhag HaPosekim is like, you know, it's been established in Klal Yisrael a certain way to do something, right? So the Rambam holds that a person who doesn't believe in a certain Ikrei Emunah has a din of a kaifer and a shkitas puzzle, etc. That's the standard Minhag in Klal Yisrael that's been in this Kabbal. There is Rishonim who disagree. So I want to come along and say, you know, I know that's why I've been doing it, but the Maisa is Rishonim reliance. I hold it's shkitas kosher. This is the Maaseh Shohagim, which happened in our generation, right? Sir Rameir Tversky wrote a tshuva responding based on this Ramah. It says, that's called Tavid Armish, that's called going connected Shikla Das, which is considered a binding out, meaning of Paiskim, that's called, this is a definition of what it means to be a Kaifer, and therefore Yeshita's apostle has been established in Kaiser. You cannot come and resurrect, you know, Yeshita's Rishonim, which we don't Paskin like, you know, and say, oh, but nice, I'm a kingly like Yenarish.
How does the Ramah speak to that person? If he doesn't accept the Shulchan Aruch, how does he accept the Ramah?
So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss the case of Ikri Amuna. That's part of the Shiloh.
He's asking that, but I could just say, kingly like the Ramah.
You could, right? But he argues, I'm doing something which is appropriate. Yeah, he Tanis is from a Jew. He doesn't disagree with the Ramah. Right.
I don't get the conversation either
for other reasons. The person was, we were once able to have the person speak here and speak about this idea. Rabbi Ander got up in the middle of the drosha and made a macha. It's the only time I ever saw Rabbi Ander make a macha in the middle of a drosha. It's not very. I mean, I was ready to. I was sitting there, like ready to do it myself. I just, Rabbi Aaron was sitting there. Rabbi Aaron was there. I was there. Rabbi Aaron was there, and this fellow was pontificating his epicursus, which he held wasn't epicursus, and it was very interesting. Rabbi Aaron, Baruch Hashem, finally, I wasn't my welcome. I was in the shul. Like, it wasn't my welcome to make the mechor, but like. What? How Rabbi Enemer got up and said that you cannot continue seeking like this. This is not established the Hakron Klal Yisrael, that there is a psul of a person who's a kafir in Deis. I mean, he didn't say it as gently as I'm saying it now. He was very upset. The person never spoke on the shul again.
I mean, can we argue that the Shulchan Aruch
didn't make Akhra? So the Shulchan Aruch goes back to the Klalim in the Piskei Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch presents the first Shita Stam, and he says that he says on the Rambam the Klalim person said that means that the Akhra of the Shulchan Aruch was not like the Rambam.
The Mishnah Berurah says like it's mashed from a stima samachabra like the day of Rishonim.
Right, that's exactly what it means.
There's a stima samachabra. He's not like making a hakra.
Well, that's the hakra. When the Psalmist says the first shita is stam, and he says the second shita is a yeshermer, where he puts a name on it, that's called a stima samachabra. That's what the words mean.
That we consider a hakra of the
machabra. Yeah, that's a hakra of the machabra.
There would be some mind that you think in every story, certain case like the kula, like this Rishon, if there are other
studim
to weigh out, like there's no
such thing as like any, you know, if you want to start making sreikas, etc., depending, it becomes an interesting question. I mean, I was just working with a question today, just to share with you, I was working on two questions today. One of them I have to get back to people on both of them. One of them was a shaila about a person who had a surgery, and they wanted a reconstruction Nebi surgery because of the mutilation of the body, whatever, because of the so it turned out that they're going to be using ore of a cadaver. Of a cadaver, or of a mace. So they want to know, was that mutter? Can they? So it's not a life-threatening shell anymore. Now it's cosmetic surgery. They're disfigured because of it's a cosmetic surgery. So it's a mutter to use the ore of a mace. So assumption in America, the ore came from a goy, not from a Jew. It's close to showing whether mace akum is also b'hamnoah. The Shulchan Aruch passes near day in Shemem test that the Isser hamnoah applies even to a mace akum. So there are other study heter, but one of the shalas can't even be sorry of the fact that it's close to showing them. So Ravadi has a tshuva. He has a long tshuva. Long tshuvas about it. Part of his tshuva is, I do have a right to be mitzar b'shit to b'shanim after achros on mechaber. That's part of one of the shailas. Is a punk that shaila. You're allowed to be mitzar. The interesting part of the shaila, which I'll just tell you about, which he doesn't speak about, but I heard a shir on this, a while back. Was Rav Unterman Zatzal had written a tshuva about this, that it's the moment of the hanoah is after it's attached to the body. Attaching the body is not the hanoah. The hanoah is that now you walk around looking normal, so it doesn't have a din of a mace anymore. You're being the henna for a mace once it's attached to your body. Do you say once it becomes mechubet to the person, it gets a din of a chai? It's not part of the mace anymore. That was his argument. See how it gets a din of a chai. So this shaila came up. The way I heard the shaila, not this case, the case where I heard the shaila was, there was a kayin who had a finger chopped off. So every minute I get is an atomic, like a mace. So it has tumas mace. So kayin has an instant atomic to it. So are they allowed to put the finger back on the kayin? Because he's being metamal the mace by putting the finger back on. Or so that was the shaila.
Was his finger?
His finger.
Huh?
That's
the din of Abraham
and Chai,
even though he's still alive.
Abraham and Chai is alive. Even the person's alive. Yeah. So Rosh Hashanah and Paschal and the Shiloh that it was mutter because an open wound like that is considered scum to fashas because again it's affected, etc. And the best way to close that wound is with the finger because that closes it perfectly. So it was mutter scum to fashas to put the finger back up. Okay. Now the next question of Shiloh was: is the finger still tome? Is he allowed to shake a hand of another kohen? So Rabbi Yashiv held he's also to shake a hand of another kohen because it has a dinner, it has got tum on it. We have to attach his body to take away the tum. And Rabbi Unterman said no. And that was Rabbi Unterman's tshuva about it. Once it's mechuber l'chai, it gets a dinner being part of the chai. Samela, it's not matam anymore. And Rabbi Yashiv held not like that. It retains its din tum, even though it's mechuber l'chai. So Rabbi Yashiv. So the hachra was they put the finger back on. But Rabbi Yashiv held he was also to shake the hand of a kohen because he'd be matama the kohen. Now what happens if Shia comes? He's allowed to do the mitzvah. I don't know. he'll be toivel. I guess can you be toivel and take off the tomb? I don't know that part. I never heard part of that part of the shaila. Dan's what? Tevel b'sharis b'yada. This is the fruit, the modern version of tevel b'sharis b'yada. He's telling with the Sibis Tuma Libiyada, But the mice, it's not true, because it's Chibure Tuma. It's Chibure, and the Gia Besesha doesn't generate Tuma. So since it's only touching inside, so it wouldn't be Matamahin. So it wouldn't be Matamahin, just the mice, it's Tome. So he's allowed to avoid it with one finger, which is Tome, because the Chari Bimatam. What? He can't touch his body. Yeah, the Chari can't. What? No, we hold any time you revive the prisoner, the right wasn't really dead. If the finger is dead, it's cut off. It has no chias anymore.
And right after
it's put back on, it's still... You're taking a dead thing and giving it chias, but it's dead. That's it. Over there, it's a right, he never was dead to start with. Anyway, so that's where, so according to Bunterman, the Chara is not probably in the Hanna Min HaMeis, because once he's been the Hanna from it, it's already, it's not Min HaMeis, it doesn't have a mace anymore. So that's, so Rav Adi makes a swake, you know, he makes a swake swake of the Kula, based on that. It's another swars, there's a, it's the gay by corneas. They take a cornea from a mace and they want to put it, a person has needs a cornea transplant. So is it much as they get a cornea transplant? There's a lot of cases where it comes up, you know, these shilas. It's the gay by dental work. Sometimes when they reconstruct a tooth, they use bone, the bone is from a mace. So it plays itself out in many different scenarios. Anyway, okay, we're not discussing medical halachic shilas right now. So that was one shiloh I was working on this morning. The other shiloh was whatever. Okay. So I'm going to rub aleph. So that's a tazan aleph. Makti min shiva filu hu katzi pri v'shenu sholem. So the min shiva goes before sholem. V'mshnei min shiva or shnei enem min shiva also makti min sholem. I said because I'm a ches with gemara shom. So now we pass it to the order of the mechaber. It's min shiva. There's no min shiva because they're both min shiva. They're both not min shiva. So then you're marked the chaviv. So Machin Rama adds in you're marked in the sholem based on the sugya of the Mormon and Daf Lamed Tes. Komachin mechad sholem mechad chaviv sholem is other. And even if one of them is chaviv, the other one is chaviv, the sholem is still better. Now, in a case where that's not a case of Birch Hoseim Shabbos. So a case of Birch Hoseim Shabbos, so then the Hakua of the Machin Rama, which Mishnah Berurah follows, is that we have the more before that you give your makdim a pas nakia and pas kibra, they're both the same min. It's pas the brachas are moitzi in either of them, so that's gotta be these halachas. Birchim same shabbos is called the same thing, right? So we have a case of if you have a pas kibra which is sholem and a pas nakia which is a prusa, you make the bracha on the pas kibra which is a sholem over the pas nakia. So the Bhagavad Gita says we have to assume that a person has chavivus to the pas nakia more than the pas kibur. So the chara the chaviv is to the prusa, but the ma'isa the ma'il of sholem overrides. So that's the Magen Avraham's right. That's the case of birchaseim shabbos. Case of ein birchaseim shabbos. So according to the psak that the which we come out that we follow not the sheet of mechaber do whatever you want, we follow the sheet of the most sholem which let's say you go basa chaviv. So what about one of them is sholem and one of them is not? So they asked this question today. As the person speaks on this case, what about one of them is sholem and the other one's chaviv? So basically, this morning of Ram, the car sholem is better than chaviv. But that's not 100% correct, right? Because what about in case where they're ein birchaseim shabbos and one of them min shiva and the other one is not min shiva and the other one is not min shiva is chaviv? Who do you go baser? He was a chaviv. Right, and sholem is clearly not is less than min shiva. So the fact that when in the case of birchas hashem shavus, we say the order is min shiva sholem chaviv doesn't prove in the case of birchas hashem shavus what the order is going to be, because min shiva is down here, chaviv is up here. Where does sholem go? Does it go up here? Does it go down here? And no case of Birchas Hashem Shabbos, the order is Shiva, Min Shiva, Sholem, Chaviv. That's clear. Right? Birchas Hashem Shabbos, I also know that Chaviv goes here, Min Shiva goes here. So where does Sholem go? Does it say, well, Sholem, I know it's better than Chaviv, it goes here. Or Sholem is less than Min Shiva, and it goes here. Right? Because over here we said, Birchas Hashem Shabbos, the Hakra is that you ignore Min Shiva and you go Basa Chaviv. So the same way you ignore Min Shiva and you go Basa Chaviv, Do you ignore Sholem and go Basar Chaviv? So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is that the longness of Min Shiva is a mile in the heft of the item. The item itself has a Cheshiva to it. Chaviv doesn't really give a Cheshiva to the item. It's just Mitzad, the way the person is Mitzayachas to it. So we're saying in the case of Birchas Hashem Shabbos, we look at the mile of the heft itself. So we say the mile of the heft itself, Min Shiva is the biggest mile. Sholem is the next mile, and then Chaviv is whatever. It's less than that, because we're starting with within Birchas Hashem Shabbos. that there's a heater to say the bracha on the better thing. I'm saying one bracha. What should I say the bracha on? You should say the bracha on the most mohur de gazaf, the most chosher, the thing that's a heater mitzvah to say the bracha on the nicest thing. What's the nicest thing? Minshiv is the nicest thing. Next, shalom is a nice thing. Chovim has no mile in the chefsa, so that goes last. That's true when you're saying bracha sayim shavis. So I'm only making one bracha. The shalom is what do you make the bracha on? What's the most, what's the heater mitzvah? I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm making a bracha. It's a heater mitzvah to make a bracha on a nice chefsa. What's the nice chefsa? What's Min Shiv is nice. Shalom is nice. Not as nice as Min Shiv, but it's nice. Chovim is not a mile in the chefsa bet chav. Shemela, it's not Makri. That's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, right? And that's Pshat and the Morgan of Rome. Ein Brachas Hashem Shabbos, you make two brachas anyway. So that's what we said, you know, the mile of the chefsa, it's not really relevant anymore. So then we say, whatever reason, that Chavidus, that I'm excited about doing something, it overrides. So it overrides Shalom also. So that seems to be the understanding amongst the Paiskim, that in that case, situation, it overrides Shalom. Okay. Ask him.
Rabbi, I want to say that is this the Shartzion, Rabbi? What happens? You need the Tzarkion?
No, that's a different case. No, you don't want to say that is the case of the Rosh. The Rosh Hashem Shabbos starts in B'chol Eilu Adinim. Kibin, the Meikr Din, the Kamal, the Day Shiyam, Chav of Olah, Filim Min Shiva. Kol Shiyam is Olah, it's better than Shalim. No, the Hepech. The Sarakin. The Der Chaim says Shalim is Olah, Filim Chav of Min Shiva. And B'chol Eilu Shabbos. Right, well, that's over here. But he comes out to come out a dying Sarki, and he's not convinced that that's true. The Maisa, I saw and he says the it's not a raya. The skin of Kashukan Orak, the Brain Bakasem Shab and Khabibadiv, the Kamak, so it's not a raya, because the Magen Avraham himself Paskins like the Rush that Emir Zem Shabbos there's no Kadima. So there's no mile of Kovim. So then Taka Shalom can have a mile. But the Shalas Lididan, what to do? So the Maisa, I seem to recall seeing in the, not the Chayyarim, in Reb Karp, I think that he brings multiple Paskins which say that the. That you go bust a cough and not showing. No, if you have you're contrasting it with something. Chaviva says a milo, but it's not a milo in the chefs.
So I'm looking at tennis
regular.
Right.
I like the
tzura
of one of them
because
I just like that
tzura. That's maybe a mile. Well, by Esther, point is interesting. So the zinyan of beauty. Beauty plays a role. Right. I'm not aware that by brachas there's such a din of beauty playing a role. By Esther, the zinyan of mahuder should be mahuder, should be beautiful. That's part of the mitzvah of Esther. Creates hoder. So we understand that hotter is ma'akev. Some levels of not heater are ma'akev. But even in the case where it's not ma'akev, there's a ma'ala of being ma'hotter. That's the question to understand. So if I have, so you're asking me an interesting question. If I have two apples and one is a more beautiful apple, should I make the bracha on that apple? Is there a ma'ala in that? That's really your question.
Yeah, or I mean, we have a lot of mitzvahs where we look for a heater.
And there's
a personal preference exists by that.
Oh,
by a
shofar,
the color of a
shofar
looks nice.
Say, retire this. Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's some element of Zed Kelev and Veyu. Zed Kelev and Veyu is true. I should do a mitzvah in a way which is beautiful. Right? We're not saying that that's not true. That's not in the Kudah of Chavivis. That's the Kudah of Beauty. That's the Kudah of Beauty.
But we wouldn't say personal pressure. We would say general.
Correct.
Yeah. Talk about Chaviv in Hilchos Brachos is more personal.
Correct.
So that Musa
is not really a Milan hitter. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch says in a case where there's no minshiva, the ein bechazem shabbos, even if you have minshiva, there's no mila. The rush holds there's no mila bechlau. Yeshamim you go to chavit. Okay, I feel ein chavit kosher. Zatim are going to run. Ha kosher batur the chita karam l'tayis. Rosh kosher b'soyf sif dalat mishum the muktzim b'pasuk. You're telling me there's no ma'ala min shiva. I have a din later on. He says chita goes for zayis because he mukhtim in the pasuk. There's no ma'ala min shiva. Kol shken kan it's snowing enemy min shiva klal. So I have a zayis where it's snown is much more of a ma'ala min shiva versus not min shiva than chita versus zayis, which is in the pasuk. So what's going on? V'tir sabach the hachik omer ezah shiur to ata lo echlo b'chavibis yosim avor chalov. Okay, so he says, in Echonami, of out of them, there is a mile of a Seder. That's what the Torah meant. There is a mile of a Chavivus. He's just saying, it overrides Min Shiva. And you follow the mile of Chavivus, so what's normally Chaviv, what do you want right now, and then Min Shiva. And that's the din of the Torah later on. So the Magen Avraham, but the word relevant, the Rei Rosh, because the head of Shein could be because Hem Shabbos, Marach Shein Echad Nifter be Birchus Chaveru, the Ein Zemayla im Avorach al Echad Kadam Chaveru, ala Kosh Nifter Hashem be Birchus. Okay, so the Rosh is referring to that there's no Mayla in Shiva, and we have a Torah saying that Chida goes before Zayas, Kavuch Harmer, Zayas goes before Snoin, and the Rosh is saying not. So that's the sheet of Rosh. Do whatever you want. You're not being what you want to the other. Do whatever you want. The Rosh holds that there's no mile of the order. Ach, im shem imin shiva, lezina basa mukta mepasik, dimarcha shakra hikdimai, and na namin nakdimenu. Mashaltim akra, lo shayach kadim. So the Magen Avraham basically comes along and says that the Zekzeres HaKasav, that batsim, when the Tudor and Brach is no nakdimenu, because I'm not going to wait to one for the other, the fact that this one goes first, it goes second, you know, it's not important. But over here, the Chazal learned up, the Pasuk gave a Kadima, put an order, specifically put an order. So it's not, we're making up that order, we're saying, is order important, not order, not important. Here is point one place of the Torah, specifically said there is a Chashivas to an order. There's an order between, the difference between a Chita and a Zayas, that a Chita goes before Zayas. Even though it's different brachas, there's a mile of Chita before Zayas. The Torah said so. So if you're asking me in a case where it's one's in, so Snoin and Zayas, right? I'm not being much in the Zayas with the Snoin, I'm not being much in the Snoin with the Zayas. The Tudor and Brachas, it goes first, goes second, not important. But the only place the Torah said something is important, the Torah said that the order is Chita, and Zayas, yeah, Chita goes before Zayas. Here's the custom of Shlo, Rami Ramazi, and Medoik. So Rosh says, let's bring a raya connected to Bahag from the case of the Pasuk. No, the case of the Pasuk, because you see, you put Chita goes before Zayas. It's not the Bahag will learn the case of the Pasuk was Chita, it wasn't Zayas. The Bahag says that the order is Ha'etz and then Adama. Rashi says that's not true. I write to Rashi that there's no din of Eitzah for Adam because he sees Zayas goes, his Chita goes before Zayas. You see Adam before? No, it's talking about is talking about mezonos, not chita of hadoma. It's talking about mezonos. That's what the Rosh says. But is mashma the Rosh is a shopper. They're saying according to the Mahag, what's up the posik? According to the Rosh, the posik is good. Why is the posik good? If you do whatever you want, survive to the posik is not good. Right? The posik says it has to be in order. Well, Rashi, Sirle, the ain't shum kedima, but we can't have a shabbos. A karcha, kamashik safti. Even Rashi says, ain't shabbos, there's no kedima, but pumped by the Zion meaning, there is a kedima, even in America, say, shabbos. Says the Viter. Come on, nobody agrees to this, I'm not going to run. It's a nice question, I'm not going to run. Come on, nobody else agrees to this Magen Avraham. So you're going to have to answer the kasha. So you're telling me that there's no myla in the order. So this thing later on. So the Bir Locha in on Sif Dalad. See, being the Chardin is Kashu. Said that say Kol Mutum Pachas Mutum the Bracha. Kol Kadam Apostik Erskid of Sarah Kadam Bracha. Says Kasha Kadam Holy El Besivel Kosm Chaver the Dairy Shenas Kosm with Sibestama. Where's him Shabbos? Alayis Hashir to Yivorek. There's no Din Kadima. We can't saw some. Okay, so he brings up the Gruah says that the pasuk here, the Shulchan here is referring to a case of Mazonis, or Tavshil, so it's a Mazonis. Even though in the Rosh it's hard to be Mazel, but in the Shulchan Aruch, definitely that'll work. That seems to be his understanding. And that's the Maisa, when we spoke about on Thursday, the Maisa, we're not Makdim by Mazonis of Chita Hadama, we're not Makdim to Zayas. Rolling Makdim Mazonis to Zayas. Like this Hachra over here. According to Magen Aram, that this dinner of the Shulchan Aruch is referring to the case of Hadama, and Chita goes beforehand. There's no Kadima between Hadama and Eitz. There is, by within the Zayin meaning itself. One question which I have, So I told you from Rabbi Yashav. Rabbi Yashav grappled with the question: the more is mashal that this is a din deraisa. The kol mutim apostik is muktim, is a din deraisa. That's where the chesh b'chesh not in the Gemara. So what's in the gate? Din deraisa. Brachos is derabanan. Right. So he said it's the geya in hilchos achila. There's a din of kedima and achila. Now he does point out that the din of kedima and achila is. I mean, what do you start with? So what happens now? It's before Chazar Masak and Brachas. Right? So you have Chita. According to anybody, if that's true, he's not saying that it's in one Rishonim. He's saying this. Everybody agrees to this in his world, right? So whatever your name was, your name is the Bahag, your name is the Rif, your name is Rashi, your name is the Bach, I'm not going to run, it doesn't make a difference. Before Chazar Masak and Brachas, you sat down to a meal, and your meal was cooked wheat kernels which did not bind in the brachas of Zamor, arose to be kernels of the brachas of Zamor. And a zayis, what was the lacha? You should eat the chita first. I understand, but there's a kneem in the pasuk. The kneem, as he says, there's a kneem in misalach here. There are those who say that, yeah. Right, so that would be true. Now came along, Chazal came along and said, you know, the bracha over here is Adam and the bracha over here is Hoetz. Oh, it's Emrech Hashem Shabbos. So now it's, you know, there's no Din Kadim anymore. Ida Pasik is referring to Kesem Azarnas. It's not because the only reason why we did that is to answer our kasha because say Abraham Shabbos. Not because I learned the positive computer they have for me in the because the Mylar chose afterwards that say the monk was. Because that's the argument on safe afterwards given as lechem, because Pasuk says lechem. So cooked Mazarnas wouldn't be any better either. Right? So what happened? I don't know, according to that session from Yashu, I don't know what happens. There's an deraisa to be mocked in it. But now the Kuzkazar Masakan Broch is things are going to change. Not mis- I mean, I don't know. I you know. Do we have I don't have it here. Okay. Sifbei. So Ramam, im hoyim in echad chavi v'lo yosu min ben shesh v'hem Shabbos, ben shesh v'hem Shabbos, ben shesh v'hem min Shiva, ben shesh v'hem min Shiva, maktim achavi v'lo. Oz b'es ha-sho. And the rest of it says, yes, 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 so the pshuta of the way the Shulchan Aruch understands the Rambam is saying there is a din kedima, both b'chus ha-sem Shabbos, and b'chus ha-sem Shabbos, and the kedima is the chaviv, and the definition of chaviv is chaviv b'es ha-sho. Okay. Feel the fun of the Rosh Hashanah of Brepio 8, the Rosh Hashanah of Shehako, Brepio 8 is kedemis, shehi chashuva, shehenim parteres el dever echa. The more before Nalmates came Brepio Doma, Shehako, Brepio Doma, kedemis. We mean veal if neem, Brepio 8, Brepio Doma, ezemem shehirta yakdim, we assure him Brepio 8 is kedem. That's the sheet of the Bahag. So Dr. Taos and Beis, Yeshua Mishra Bepri Eitz Koidim, who das halachas gedarlis, plus v'chol kolov, v'hano dea kemais. And the Lashon L'Shulchan Aruch again is Stam, not like the Bahag, Eitz is just the Yaktim, and according to the Bahag, some say this. When you're the Eishlon Lipsuk Gazette, Nimchav v'lo Yosef Pri Adom, you work to look at the every Shana. So I have a banana, assuming that the Brachma banana is Pri Adom, right? Let's assume that for argument's sake. I tell them which is Vaday Brepi Adama, right? I really like green beans. I'm Amish. Green beans, we are called green beans, right? Let's say for argument's sake. And I have an apple, which I don't like apples that much. So you should make Adama first because it's covered. Adama before the eights. Bim Shavim Mechabibis, Yibarak Brepi Aids. Skila, because they have a Vasu. Right. That's the Krav of the Taz. The Magarom does not say like that. The Magarom is based on Makriya, not like that the Bahag at all. The Bechal no din kedim in that situation. Maisa Mishabura is Makriya like the Taz. That in a case where there's Chavivis, Gavas of Chavivis, in case there's no Chavivis, either Chavivis in general or Chavivis at that moment, The Taz is saying, what's the Taz? Right? So, it's Ein Berachas Hashem Shabbos. So what's the law of Ein Berachas Hashem Shabbos? So the Rosh says, do whatever you want. So we have, well, let's go through our options. Ein Berachas Hashem Shabbos. The Rosh says, do whatever you want. Mordechai says, you can go to Min Shiva if you have Min Shiva. There's no Min Shiva, do whatever you want. We have, the many Rishonim would say that you go to Kalviv. Tosis, etc. And we have the Bahag, you can also repair it. Right? So there are four sheepers, right? So I decide to give the Brei Pi Adamah first, not like the Bahag. So according to the Rosh, I'm fine. Because whatever I want. According to all the Rishonim, would say you have a Vasa Chavim, I'm also fine. Because Vasa Chavim. Right? According to Mordechai, if there's a min shiva, I should go with a min shiva. If not, there's no kedima. So I'm good according to Mordechai also. So the only problem I have with according to the Bahag, I have three sheep as we show them that I'm right, the Bahag that I'm wrong. So that's the task, go bust the chavit. Because not a rabbi, most of you show them hold that you go bust the chavit in that case. So I don't think, in a case where there's no chavivis, so now, all the shemas are chavivis, they're irrelevant. Right? So according to the Rosh, I can do whatever I want. So I can do basically rates first. Right? According to the Bahag, I should do rates first. So then the argument is, you should do rates first. So both of those are true. So the Bir Lach, over there, right? The Bir Lach says that Chavivus could be either Chavivus. You have an argument to get, that it goes ahead of the Bahag, because according to the Rambam, I mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you always give us a Chaviv. He made because he mentioned us a Chaviv, right? And but his Chaviv is the Chaviv by Sushua. So I write to have according to the Rosh, I do whatever I want. According to right, so and I have the Rambam that you go bust the chavit of Moshe Shor. Can I get the Bahag? So I over that overrides the Bahag.
Why
did you say the Rambam overrides the Bahag? What's the trend? Well, because it seems that the Ikra Akhra is the Yigo Bosu Chavit. We have a what chavit means. But the Maisa, there is we see that the Mahalach of Rishonim is the file of chavit. So within that thought process, it makes sense like that. No, so what would be if one, that's more, if the eights is usually chavav and the other one is not, so that was, so the Bir Lacha deals with that. So he says, okay, in Mazayas, Gamkin, how you chavav love Tomid, you should move on that. The feeling Tomid, how you chavav love Hatsoin, it's nine, right now the Zayas is chavav, so what should you do? The Tsnoin is the more regular chavav one. And right now, I'm in the mood for a tznon. So, no, I said that wrong. The tznon is the one which is normally chaviv, and the zayas is the one which is not normally chaviv, but right now I want the zayas. So according to the Rambam, I have the zayas. According to the Bahag, I go bosom in pirates. According to the Mordechai, I go bosom in shiva. So he says, you should make a brach on the zayas. Mitzad Harbor Poskim, Sila, the Tommy min Shiva Zodif, Malus Chavav. The Rama holds Chavav means what's based on now. And then you have the Bahag. Then you have the Rosh, do whatever you want. So, right? So, then he says, Eshalom Roy, the Philistam pre eights, pre Adoma, Gamkain, pre eights, Chavav of Abta, you should give that a Mila. Email the pre Adoma is Chavav. Because you have the Bahag, you have the Rambam, and you have the Rosh.
The Rosh can go either way.
Exactly, but you know, the Rosh is very useful in this case. Okay. Elamai, what was the point you're saying? You have Rishonim would say that you have to go with what's normally Chaviv. But connected that, I have the Bahag, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Rosh is a Haganah against those who shown it. Right. So that's what the point that he's saying. Okay, let's hold it here.